First and foremost, I just want to go out and say that I do not condone smoking marijuana just for no reason. I smoke it for a personal reason. I smoke it for my own personal benefits. If you do want to smoke marijuana, I really do suggest that you do have a reason for smoking and not just smoke it just because you want to smoke, because that leads to some other shit that I do not condone. So like I said, if you do are interested in smoking marijuana, I suggest that you find a reason. Maybe it's for health-wise, maybe it's for your body, maybe for your mind. You choose your reason why you want to smoke.
A lot of tea. Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
A lot of TLC, but we don't ever creep, so F what you heard.
Black men don't cheat.
Whoever saying otherwise just lying through their teeth, cause everybody knows.
Black men don't cheat.
So next time you out, they try to jam you in the streets, you make sure you tell them black men don't cheat.
Hey, I love my old lady. That's my baby.
Yep.
I'm leaving her for you.
Bitch, you crazy.
The hoes will attack. No matter where you are, I got two words for you.
Faithful and black.
I know you, man. Big, big man. Ooh. I'm an honest black man. You can't put me on blast. So screenshot a nigga. We just gonna laugh.
What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Y'all know what today is? Today is June 12th, aka National Black Men Don't Cheat Day. Y'all know it's facts. Don't hide it. It's true. Black men don't cheat. Let me get some music on real quick. Hold on. Alright. So for all y'all who don't know already, Lil Duval and Charlamagne Tha God, they came out with a song that is titled, you guessed it, Black Men Don't Cheat. Now for some of y'all who've been following me for a while, I've been saying this for years now. And there's even an Instagram page that I follow that I've been following for a while now. It's called the Official Faithful Black Men Association. The hashtag, I mean, the title's right there. If y'all want, y'all can look them up. Where all we talk about, sometimes the shit's funny and sometimes we be getting serious, about black men not cheating. Now, the true motive behind this is just to change the narrative that black men cheat. Because black men don't cheat. I'm just telling y'all right now, black men don't cheat. And yes, ladies, I know that a lot of y'all are saying, what the fuck? What are they talking about? Black men do cheat. The nigga that I was just with, he was a black man. He just cheated on me. Let me clear this up for y'all. There's a difference between a boy and a man. There's always a very huge line that shows the difference between a boy and a man. A boy wants everything and anything that he passes him by because he has yet to figure out exactly what he wants from a woman or from a man. So each his own. On the other hand, though, a real man knows exactly what he wants and he has no intentions of letting go what he has. He values what he has at home rather than what is out there on the streets. He actually makes the attempt of changing his ways to make sure that his significant other is happy and proud to be with him. Like, it's just that simple. Like, there's so many times that someone told me, what are you talking about? Black men cheat all the time. Nah, bro, there's a difference. Like I said, there's a difference between a man and a boy. Like, once you know what you want and you put that and you hustle and grind for that shit, that's when you're a man. In my eyes, it may be different for other people. There might be some other people who be like, nah, bro, cheating's the wave. You gotta fuck these hoes, fuck these bitches, all that shit. Nah, bro. If you want, that's fine with me, but I'm not worried about them. If you're worried about them, that's the reason why you gotta say fuck them. When you're not worried about them, anyone or anything could come through and they could be like, whatever. Like, there's this one chick, she slid in my DMs and all that shit, and I showed my girl, I'm like, yo, this chick, she's on my DMs, but I'm not about to give her the time of day and all that shit. Like, she even went and asked me for my Snapchat. I gave it to her. I'm like, yo, thanks for the follow. I appreciate it, but I ain't follow back. We don't entertain that shit. We faithful for a reason. Faithful Black Men Association. We out here, you know? I'm telling you. Like, I mean, I'm just saying. Everybody who's part of the Faithful Black Men Association, we keep each other accountable for all of our actions. And we keep temptation away from each other. Like I said, we be laughing at a lot of shit that being posted up, but we be dead ass serious about that shit. Like, nah, bro. We don't do that, but we'll see you at Bible study. I'm not a Christian, but I just love that shit. I was like, see you at... So everybody have their Bibles? That should be funny. It's fun too. But on some serious shit. Like I said, we do be laughing about a lot of shit on that page, but in all honesty, I take that shit hella serious. Like I've said in previous podcasts, man, if you don't stand for something, you're gonna fall for anything. Like, why would I want to ruin something great that's at my house, like where I'm comfortable at, to, like where my unwinding time is at, where I go back to recuperate from hustling and grinding? Because at the end of the day, isn't that what home is? Home is a place where you go and recuperate and you don't have to worry about shit. I mean, we're all human beings. We get annoyed at each other eventually, right? But for the most part, you know what I mean? Y'all know what I mean. Like, if you, side note, I know I'm getting sidetracked, but if you're one of those people that think that if you fight in a relationship, that relationship isn't working, then you're dumb. Because just think about it. How many times have you fought with your parents when you were growing up? Or how many times have you fought with your brothers and sisters? Like, human beings, we get tired of each other every now and again. But that's not a reason why you should say that, oh, I'm going to break up with someone because we argue too much or something like that. If y'all argue too much, y'all ain't trying to figure out what the solution is. Like, if you fighting continuously and not trying to find a solution, then y'all ain't trying to be together. Point blank simple. But if you do try to find a solution together, and you actually, like, work on that solution, shouldn't be a reason why you ain't together with somebody. But that's just my two cents. But anyways, why would I want to ruin something great at home just to fall for temptations and go have sex with someone else? Like, because at the end of the day, that's what cheating is. You fall for someone, you feel like they appreciate you more or whatever, blah, blah, blah. For some cases, you cheat. And it's funny because, yes, there have been a lot of relationships that thrive off of cheating, but why cheat? Why not just leave? If you really are unhappy in the relationship, just dip. Simple as that. And then your body count resets. Remember, every month, body count resets. Not joking. But yeah. Like, it only makes no sense to me, but everyone has their preference. I mean, look at Muslims. Like, Muslims, they're allowed to have up to four wives at a time, but that's not cheating. There's a difference. That's not cheating. Like, that's... Everybody's on the same page, and everybody's with it. So, yeah, that man is allowed for different wives. But, you know. There's my shit right here. But just remember, y'all, June 12th, from here on out, every single June 12th, y'all gonna get a podcast from me talking about the Faithful Black Men Association. We out shit. Black men don't cheat. All right, next topic. Yo, the NBA Finals, I'm not gonna lie, it's been pretty lit. Like, Raptors, before I say anything about Game 5, I'm just going to put this out here. The Raptors, y'all niggas are cold. Y'all niggas are cold-blooded. Yeah, y'all are nice. Y'all are real-life nice because y'all really, like, yes, they don't have KD, but y'all really doing y'all shit. Just gonna say that right now before I say anything else. Now, the finals are lit, bro. Like, yo, the Raptors. Y'all killing them out there. Y'all should have won fucking Game 5. I don't know how y'all fumbled that bag. That's how y'all about to be on the Falcons shit? Like some Falcons versus the Patriots? Y'all about to be on that shit right there? Y'all should not have lost that game, but anyways, the finals is lit. That boy Kawhi hooping out there. He hooping. The whole team's hooping. Siakam, Van Vliet, Lowry, and y'all must not watch the same basketball that I be watching or something, because that nigga got blocked. They were trying to get an open position. They were trying to get someone open. He shot the ball. Draymond Green tipped the fuck out of that shit, bro. It's wrapped. As soon as I saw that shit, I'm like, oh, that's game. No! But but as soon as I saw that shit, I'm like, oh, that's game. Because guess what? Like, I really don't know how y'all didn't see that block. Like, that shit was right there. Like, point blank, period. It was there. Period. But man, that KD injury, bro. And it's funny, because I was literally telling my girl just the other day that I'm like, yo, KD shouldn't play. If he's not ready to come back and play, like, if they're second guessing his injury and all that stuff, like, especially when you start seeing that it's unavailable one day, then the next day he's question to play, he only works out for like 20 minutes and you say he's ready to go. I mean, KD is the one that wanted to be out there. For all those who are trying to blame the Golden State Warriors, he wanted to be out there with his brother. I respect him on such a higher level, bro, because he just risked so much taking that injury. But he wanted to be out there and win. He's a competitor. Like there's no one to blame. Everybody made the decision that they made. Because guess what? If he didn't injure himself, nobody would be having this talk. Nobody would be talking about this. But you gotta know. You just gotta know that KD wanted to be out there. He's a competitor. The difference between a competitor and an employee is remarkably huge. Like, there are people who are saying, like, oh, he sacrificed his body? What do you mean? He gets paid millions of dollars to play in the NBA. I'm tired of hearing that shit. That shit is super annoying. Do you know how, like each and every day, those guys who are playing for your entertainment, they're risking their bodies getting injured. They're risking injuries. And that shit, that's the risk that we as athletes put ourselves at. Even those who work out and shit like that, you're risking your body trying to make yourself better. So to say that you're a competitor and that shit is in your, like, you love that shit. Like, love that shit. You should never I hate when people say that, oh, they're lucky to play in the NBA. That shit wasn't given. That shit's from hard work. If you don't work, you're not getting in the NBA. If you're not nice, you're not getting in the NBA. Not just anybody can get in the NBA. So, or not just anybody could play pro basketball or pro sports, period. Like, that shit is hard work and dedication. So, for those who say that he's lucky and shit like that, y'all need to shut the fuck up. I still have the Raptors winning, man. I really still do have the Raptors winning because they just... If KD didn't play that game, Warriors would have lost. If KD did not play that game, Warriors would have lost. And now they don't have him. But now they're going back home to the Oracle. They're going back home to the Oracle and they realize they got blood in their eyes. They got blood in their eyes. They want to kill. And it's just like, damn. It's just going to get interesting. I can't wait for this new game. No cap. Lakers free agency. I ain't gonna talk about it. I'm not mentally here for it right now. I'm worried, like, they gonna trade Lonzo and Brandon Ingram from I don't know. I'm just gonna they ain't gonna, I don't know. I ain't gonna do shit. I'm just gonna leave it like how it is. Fuck that. Alright. Now I got some serious shit that I wanna talk about. I have a question for y'all, and I'm pretty sure by now that y'all usually just, for those who listen, appreciate y'all, y'all just usually, like, ask that self, like, y'all know that when I say that shit, like, I want you to think about it, like, use your own head, like, think, like, really think about it. Why do people try to find love from someone else when we haven't even truly loved ourselves? Like, it's super easy to look for happiness from your significant others, friends, family, etc., etc. It really is. But when everything is all said and done, why is it so hard to look within yourself and be happy with who you are as a person? Like, if you can't find happiness within yourself, then no matter what other type of distractions you have, you will always be miserable. Like, you have to find peace within yourself before you can find peace with others. Because despite popular belief, unpopular opinion over here, it's not your partner's job to make you happy. It is not your partner's job to make you happy. Your partner's job is to elevate your lifestyle. That's my unpopular opinion. It's like, it's just to elevate your lifestyle, to make your life easier. Like, because I've seen and heard over and over again that someone isn't happy in a relationship and they blame it on their significant other without taking accountability of their own actions. Like, numerous times. I'm not saying just for me, because guess what? I could say that I've fallen victim of this myself. I can honestly say that. But then when you get out of that situation and then you look within yourself and you figure out what your problem is and what the things that you try to do to fix it, then that's the fun part. I wouldn't say fun, I'd say challenging part. But yeah, like, they're not happy in a relationship. They blame it on their significant other without taking accountability of their actions. And then when they leave that relationship and get into another one, they go through the same thing, and it's a never-ending cycle. You're stuck in your body, your mind, and your soul 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You gotta find a way to love yourself before trying to love someone else. You gotta, like, if you need to, seek a therapist. Smoke some tree. Like, do some soul searching. I don't know. But if you're constantly looking for love in someone else and you're not 100% in love with you yourself, like, think about it. Would you ever really be happy? Like, would you ever really be 100% happy? Like, realistically. I don't know. It's my little two cents, you know? But anyways, y'all, that's about it. That's all I have to say today. So thank you for entering into the Nigger Room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. This is your boy, AB. And for all my faithful black men out there, I'll see y'all at Bible study. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.